Well, Joe, you're through, you won the group. How do you sum up the performance in the shootout tonight?
Well, it was a good performance, really, because we started off with a very, very young team out tonight, and a lot of young players. Harvey Rue, a first year, playing in central midfield, for example, and they didn't. They basically played, you know, nearly full strength, maybe two or three players short of a full strength side. So for us to come away ultimately 2-2 and then win the shootout, I think our team and our boys did fantastically well just to come out with a win tonight.
Did you feel you had to make those changes at half-time just to put a bit more seniority on the pitch?
I think just in the middle of the pitch, we were lacking physicality, really, and experience. Them lads still performed and give everything they had, you know, Harvey and Josh Flint. But, of course, bringing on Gareth and bringing on Ben, you know, you're bringing on sort of very experienced players and they have the physicality and some know-how and good technical ability. So, obviously, that did really help us. Having said that, you know, Oxford had numerous amount of chances. Our keeper Alex Bass played fantastically well tonight and kept us in it at times, but of course the changes at half time gave us a good basis to form a decent second half performance, really.
You mentioned Alex, you know, it's going to be a big game coming up for him Saturday. He's only played one league game before, but how much confidence can he take from tonight into that game?
I don't think anyone within the club will be surprised to watch Alex tonight playing and playing so well. No one will be surprised that he just continues to make the amount of saves that he did and does, because during training every day he's a very, very good goalkeeper, and we have Craig, who's also a very, very good goalkeeper, and Alex is more than capable of filling Craig's shoes on Saturday. He played very well tonight. No one's surprised that he played well, and we have every confidence in him, and we have every confidence that not only Saturday but in the future, and I think he's going to be a really big player for this club.
Bit of a crazy penalty shootout.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Because you're sort of thinking that we're going to lose this one, and then all of a sudden we miss, and then they miss, and then there's a couple of goals and a couple of misses again. So, it's nothing to make of it, really. But we get an extra point, don't we?
Because of that. The group's been won,
and more than likely, if we hopefully won, we're going to get a home. Okay, well that's good. That's a good thing. I did think that. I wasn't 100% sure. So, bit of a crazy penalty shootout, bit of entertainment in the last part of the game. But yeah, glad to say we come through it.
Incredible record in this competition now, because it's, you know, going to finish with 8 points. It's another game, another victory.
Yeah, we're just unbeatable in this tournament. I mean, we're just unbeatable, aren't we? I was saying to the boys as I was walking on the pitch, we just don't lose in this competition. So, that's it. On to the next. The next for us is the league, and in all seriousness, it is the league, and it was the league last year, and it still is the league. So we have a very big game on Saturday, and we want to play well, and we want to win, and we want to keep a little run that we got going.
Just finally, how much do those five youngsters who started the game, how much do they learn, how important is it for their development a game like tonight?
Well, it's huge for them, because when they come out of the youth team, it's you know, where do they go? Are they going to go straight to the first team? That can be tough at 18 or 19 years old, very tough. And so we send them out on loan to gain some experience. But again, getting loans and getting quality loans can be tough as well. Conference South and conference teams, it's a very competitive league, and it can be tough for us to place them at these clubs where they need to win games just as we do. So for them to get the opportunity in this competition to play first in football, play for Portsmouth in this competition, it must be massive for them. And all of them tonight, again, have all acquitted themselves very well and very professionally, and were part of a really good win in the end against a very strong League One team. So I commend all of them.